Praise the Lord, we can come together in His name.
我们真是要赞美主，我们又能够奉他的名，我们一起来聚集敬拜。
This year, our church theme is repent, thy kingdom, the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们讲的是，我们今年教会的主题是讲的，我们要悔改，我们神的神的国就近了，
天国近，
天国近了。
And last night we had a gospel evening.
昨天晚上我们有一个福音晚会。
And we really thank the Lord. He has spoken to many newcomers.
我们实在感谢主，他确实他向我们许多的来的人特别是新来的人能够讲话。
And I think Holy Spirit has touched some people's heart.
我知道我们确实圣灵已经摸到有些许多人的心。
And although many of the people, I think they are all communist members.
我想哈，当然虽然有些人虽然是共产党员，
老党员，
或者老党员，共产党老党员。
Yeah, but when the gospel is shared to them, I think Holy Spirit will speak to them.
当他们听到这个福音的时候，圣灵在向他们说话。
Yesterday there were three people raised their hand accept the Lord.
昨天有三位他们举手接受主耶稣基督。
And after the meeting, there were at least five people left behind, willing to talk with our brothers and sisters.
然后我们结束之后，还有至少五位他们愿意到前面来和讲员继续的交通。
So I think something is touching people's heart.
我感觉到他们里面心被摸到。
And if we keep on doing this gospel meeting this year, we hope Lord will really save a lot more people into His kingdom.
希望我们继续在这样的做这样的福音工作的时候，神会摸到更多的人。
Today I will continue this message on the discernment of the disciples.
所以我今天还会继续在讲这个天国门门徒的属灵的眼光。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6.
让我们一起打开圣经，马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, we will read from verse 22 to 24.
我们要从马太福音第六章，从22节读到24节。
This message is in the context of the Sermon on the Mountain.
因为我们要读的这部分它还是包括在这个叫做
登
山宝训里面的。
Yeah, when Jesus gave a series of talk, Matthew put them together, define what is the kingdom of heavens.
因为这个作者马太他把耶稣所讲的一些系列放在一起，然后在这里定义，要告诉我们什么是天国。
Okay, let's read this. Two verses.
让我们一起来读这个两节圣经。
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.If therefore the light that is in you is dark, is darkness, how great is the darkness?
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
And last week I have explained these two verses, and the key is the singleness. In this version.Your eye is clear. That's the translation.
上次我讲的时候讲到我们特别讲到我们眼睛是要能够聚焦在一个点上面。那么在这里讲的是很清晰的意思。
I use the old camera. How do you adjust the focus as an example?
就像用那个时候可以手动的那个照相机，你自己要手动来聚焦，能够看得很清楚。
You have to make two images.Into one.
因为在聚焦之前还没有聚焦的时候，然后用 调整这个镜头，然后使得它能够成为就看上去是一个完整的一个清晰的一个图像。
Yes, so this is what Jesus tried to tell us.
因为这就是主耶稣在这里要告诉我们的。
You cannot have double image in your heart.
因为在你的心里面你不能有双重的这个影像。
You need single image.
你真需要这样让完全只有一个图像。
So he continued, last week we talked about the first pair Jesus tried to show us.
我们继续上次的话，耶稣告诉我们看到用两个比那个一对来看。
The first pair is you either love God or you choose love mammon. You cannot love both. It's impossible.
所以有一对是叫一个是你愿意爱主，另外一个是爱马门。
You have to choose one.
所以在两个当中你一定要只能选一个。
And today we come into the second pair.
然后我们今天又要来讲另外一对。
Let's go to chapter 7. We will read from verse 1 to verse 6.
下面我们一起来继续看马太福音第七章，然后从第一节到第六节。
Do not judge, lest you be judged.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye?And behold, the log is in your own eye.
第四节，你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
第六节，不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠转过来咬你们。
Don't you feel this verse very strange?
你没有感觉到这句话好像有点奇怪？
Yeah, he talk about don't judge, but later on talk about don't give what is holy to dogs and don't throw your pearls before swine. How can you put all these together?
前面因为讲到好像叫人我们不要论断，但后面这句话又说到好像不要把圣物给狗，好像有点怎么能够把它们放在一起呢？
Let's continue to another scripture, Romans chapter 2.
让我们继续来看圣经，是罗马书第二章
verse 1 through verse 3.
我们要从第一节第二章第一节到第三节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 1.Therefore, you are without excuse, every man of you who passes judgment, for in that you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same thing.
第一节，罗马书第二章第一节，你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行却和别人一样。
And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things.
因为我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
And do you suppose this, O man, When you pass judgment upon those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God?
第三节，你这人呐、啊，你论断行这样事的人自己所行的，却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
All right, these are the scriptures we read today.
今天，是这些圣经我们今天要读的。
So in this second pair, it's talking about judgment of your brother.
我们再讲到这个第二个这个一对比喻来看哈，是关于谈到不要论断弟兄。
Among these six verses Jesus spoke,
耶稣只要讲了这六节哈，我们刚才读圣经。
How can you find the pair? This among the two.
所以在这个圣经里面，怎么样找到这两个一对两样事情
？The first thing Jesus talk about judgment of your brother or sisters.
第一个讲到耶稣说不要论断你的弟兄或姐妹。
And then he talk about the discernment of dogs and swine and pigs.
然后又讲到你要有分辨，分辨什么是狗或者是猪。
So this is the pair.
所以这里我们讲的是好像成为一个组合。
Judgment and discernment.
讲到是一个是讲论断，还有一个讲到是分辨。
Let's think about judgment first.
那我们先来讲到论断。
I think in our daily life.
当在我们的日常生活当中。
Especially when we live close together.
特别是我们生活在一起又比较接近的时候。
And then you will see every day you will have some frictions with your brothers and sisters.
所以你会注意到我们在生活当中可能和弟兄姐妹之间有一些摩擦。
Even within the house among your siblings.
包括我们自己在我们的家庭里面，我们和我们自己的兄弟姐妹之间也会有这样。
And you always, look at the other person, you will find, wow, how can you do that so bad?
所以你会常常看到别人做了很多的过犯，怎么你做出这样的事情来
？So you will really feel, you're very disturbed.
所以里面心里面好像非常的不安。
You grumble.
里面在咕嚷。
You even shout at the other guy, "Why do you do this bad thing?"
有时可能在那里骂别人。
So this happened almost every day in our lives, right? We all experience that.
所以我们可能都会经历到在我们日常生活当中有这样的事情。
Especially when you are doing right thing and the other side doing bad things, you become really have the moral authority.
所以特别是当自己认为做得很对，别人做错的时候，你就感觉到很有这个义愤感。
So you will really judge others very easily. So you feel this time I'm right.
所以你心里面会常常会说，可能对别人有一个论断，就是我是对的。
But Jesus said, "Don't do that."
但主耶稣在这说。不要这样
right? Because when you judge others, then you will be judged.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，不要论断别人，因为你如论断，也会被论断。
So that's the lesson Jesus tried to teach us.
这就是耶稣要给我们的教导。
I tell you my personal experience about myself.
那我就跟你讲一下我自己所经历过的。
This happened exactly 1 year ago.
所以这个发生真正好是一年前。
You know, my personal attitude concerning time.
因为我自己个性哈，我关于谈到时间的时候。
If you agree with people say we will meet at 9 o'clock.
因为我们常常或者你跟别人讲我们今天晚上我们要见面。
Usually, I will.Hold that 9 o'clock very seriously.
一般我是会把那个时间完全的看得非常的准。
If you come late,
如果你来的晚的话
，I will be very unhappy.
所以如果你来的晚的话，我就不高兴。
Yeah, we learned this lesson when we were in the military because in the military everything is very very precise.
因为我学这个功课，实际上在军队里面。学的这个功课也非常准时。
So that become part of my character.
所以那也成为我的一个个性。
So in the meeting, I always demand my brothers and sisters will be on time.
所以在我们的聚会当中，我常常是要求弟兄姐妹都需要准时。
But you know Chinese time.
但是你知道我们中国人讲时间的话，
the time is very loose.
我们中国人讲时间的话是非常模糊的。
So I complain all the time.
所以我常常会抱怨，我常常会抱怨。
So God has to deal with me on that matter. Although nothing wrong to be precise on time, but I have an attitude problem.
所以神常常啊，就是这个事情来对付我。虽然讲起来准时没有任何错，但是神要在这对付我是我的态度。
Last year, Lord gave us an opportunity to gather about 56 people, one busload of people.Some from China, some from our church, some from Singapore, to have a tour in Israel.
所以啊，这是一年前以前我们啊有大概56位放在一起，我们要乘一个大的那个车啊旅游车，然后各地的弟兄姐妹从各地来，包括从大陆来，还有香港。
Supposed to be a very joyful occasion, right? You come from different direction, all brothers and sisters in the Lord, you.Have a happy time for this tour.
应该是一个非常高兴快乐的事情，因为弟兄姐妹从四方过来，我们能够再聚集在一起。
But if you want to agree on certain time, our bus will leave.
如果你特别是讲到我们讲好这个车会什么时候会出发的时候
，then you demand everybody be on time, right?
所以你一定会要求到每一个人必须要准时。
But you know.That is mission impossible.
但你要知道，那好像是实在是不可能的事情。
Right? You have every so many people. Some will do this, some will do that. You say 9 o'clock. Just no way you can do that.
所以很多人他有很多的事情要做，对吧？很多人散在这里，然后你说9点钟要一定要到，好像没法做到。
And I was in the position as a group leader.
我当时是带领整个一个队的。
So I expect when I say 9 o'clock, I mean 9 o'clock.
所以我的想象是，我说九点，那就是九点。
Lord knows if I do this, I will be in big trouble.
因为实际上主知道，当我做这个事情的时候，我会有碰到很大很大的难处。
I will judge all the brothers and sisters. Be on time. You have to listen.
所以我会那个
just like a military commander.
对啊，所以相当于一个在军队里面的指挥官一样的，我会点着每一个人可以叫喊必须得准时准时。
That's my problem.
这是我的问题。
So you know how God deal with me?
你知道神怎么来来对付我呢
？Although I think I'm right.
虽然我是对的。
Hey, that day, that trip.
那次的旅行。
We came from different direction.
所以我们从世界的各地一起集中到在一起。
Yeah.Some from Beijing all the way to Tel Aviv.
So 有的是从北京飞到特拉维夫。
Some from Seattle to Tel Aviv.
也有从西雅图飞到特拉维夫的。
And your sister came from Singapore to Tel Aviv.
还有旭光的妹妹也是从新加坡飞过来。
You know where I flew to Tel Aviv?
但你知道我从哪里飞到特拉维夫吗
？Manila.
我从马里拉
from Manila to Hong Kong, from Hong Kong to Vienna, to Vienna to Tel Aviv.
所以我是从从马里拉飞到香港，香港再飞到维也纳再飞到特拉维夫。
It's a long journey.
是一个长的一个旅行。
And I, according to the schedule, I was the first person arrive early in the morning to Tel Aviv.
因为按照时间的安排的话，我应该是最早先到特拉维夫的人。
I should be there and wait for everybody come from all directions. So we will rendezvous in the airport of Tel Aviv.
所以我按照那个安排的话，我会在那第一个到，然后在这里迎接每一位弟兄姐妹的到来。
That's in theory.
我们从理论上面来讲是这样。
But in actual situation, I was totally the opposite.
如果按照实际的情况发生来看，完全相反。
There was a storm in Hong Kong.
所以那个时候正好在香港有大的暴风雨。
So my airplane cannot take off.
所以我的那个飞机呢没法起飞。
So naturally, you delay and delay. Finally, you miss the connection in Vienna.
所以啊，最后啊，一直导致于一直延迟，最后在维也纳的班机就要塌班了。
So that forced me to stay in Vienna overnight.
所以没有办法，只好在维也纳待了一个晚上。
Yeah, I have no choice.
我没有任何的办法。
So I had a free tour of nightly Vienna.
所以那天晚上我得到一个啊，就是啊不要钱的一个观看这个维也纳的。这个、美景，美的夜景。
But I have no kimoji to enjoy the.
但是我实在没有这个心情哈、来享受。
So I was really anxious to be in Tel Aviv.
我那时候想到的就是赶紧要到那个特拉维夫。
So I missed the whole day.
所以我可以说完全错过了整个一天。
So all the group, they rendezvous in Tel Aviv and then join the bus.Go on without me.
所以那些人他们已经先到的话，他们应该最好的看到就希望就是他们乘车啊，不要理他了。
So I try to get there and find a taxi to chase after the group.
所以我呢到了，等我到了之后，我找到出租车来去追赶他们。
So I ask Lord. I said, Lord, why do you do this to me?
所以我那时候跟神讲话，你干嘛让这个事情这样发生呢？
I was complaining.
我那时候有点抱怨。
Lord, you control the weather.
所以主啊，因为你能够控制这个天气。
You know, I have to be there on time.
因为你知道我是一定要准时到那里的。
Not only now I'm late, but I'm late whole day, one day late.
不但我迟了，不是迟一点点，而且迟了整个一天呢。
So I was grumbling during the trip.
所以我在整个这个在这一天追赶的时候。老是叽叽咕咕的孤独。
Now finally, I catch up with the whole group.
最终我赶上了整个队伍了。
They already enjoy in the Sea of Galilee by the four-star hotel, enjoy dinner.
所以他们这些人很高兴，已经在加利利海那里享受四星级的饭店。
I had no idea why Lord let me go, went through this whole process.
我确实没有想到神为什么会让我能够经过这样子的一个
Until next morning,
直到第二天早上
we got on the bus, started the second day tour.
当我们上了这个旅游车的时候，开始这个旅游的时候
we agree we can take off at 8 o'clock, but people still dribble out.
我们都同意是八点钟一直到，但是我们还有很多人都是拖拖拉拉。
So suddenly I say, Lord, thank you. I know why I went through this.
所以我心里赶紧说，主啊，我感谢你，我知道你为什么要让我经历我迟了一天。
You see the point?
你有没有看到我讲的这个点？
If I want to judge other people being late, Lord said, you are latest.
所以如果你在这里论断其他的弟兄姐妹说常常迟到的话，你看看你就是迟到的最最多的。
So that trip, I keep my big mouth shut.
所以在整个这个旅行过程中，我都不说任何怨言了。
Yeah, I think Lord already prepared me. Said, you know, this don't judge others. This is what you have to learn.
所以实际上主已经在这里准备我帮助我，就是说不要在这里论断其他的。
So that's what I learned a year ago.
这就是我一年前所学的功课。
Then you will see, this whole paragraph is pretty simple, straightforward.
然后其他的话，你看，如果这些章节确实好像非常的容易明白。
Jesus used very simple terms.
主耶稣讲话，他用非常简单明了。
Read the verse 3.
我们看到第三节的话。
He has a contrast between speck and the log.
所以主耶稣用了两个非常明显的这个例子。一个就是刺，还有一个呢是大的木梁，梁木。
So log is a huge, you know, a big tree. You cut it, and you have the log.
就是那个梁木哈，从树干上面砍下来，它是很大的。
And the speck is only very tiny little piece of wood.
讲到那个木刺
a chip, very small.
对，那个木刺就很小，一点点哈，就是木头的一小刺。
In other words, Jesus tried to use these two, things.Show the contrast between them.
所以主耶稣就是要用这两个非常的比喻，来让我们很明显的看到这两个的差别。
There is a Chinese proverb says, 旁观者清, how do you?
中国有古话就说, 旁观者清, 哈, 如果其他, 怎么翻成英文?
Yeah, it's much clearer if you are on the third party, right? You step aside, you look from a distance, you look much clearer. But if you are in there, you are blurred.
就表示还是跟中文的一样，意思你是旁观者站旁边的话，你能看得很清楚。你如果在里面的话，啊，糊里糊涂。
Yeah, and Jesus really tried to tell us, when you are in the situation, you are always entangled by the things around you, especially things inside of you. You are so agitated.
所以主耶稣在这里正式告诉我们，我们如果当我们在处这个事情当中的时候，我们自己里面被很多的事情搅扰在一起的时候，我们完全被捆在一起。Our
thinking is not clear.
所以那个时候，我们的思维可能各方面不是那么很清晰清楚。And
we will make judgment.
所以我们常常在那种情况下，我们做出了一些论断。And
Jesus tried to tell us, you have a big problem, just like a big log. It's so big.
所以主耶稣在这说，你实际上你有个很大的问题，你有眼中有很大的像个大的梁木那么大。You
try to pick on others.
但是你却要想把别人的眼中的刺想拿出来。A
small little thing, you become a big issue.
有的时候非常很小的事情，你把它看作很大。So
Lord said, if you do this, you will be judged accordingly.
主耶稣说，如果你这样做的话，你论断，你也会被别人论断。So
this is what Jesus tried to tell us. Don't judge your brother.
这就是为什么主耶稣告诉我们说，我们不要论断我们的弟兄。This
is very practical.
这是一个讲非常我们实际上能够做的。So
if take this word to the extreme,
如果我们把这个话来往展开一点的话，What
will be the other extreme? If you don't judge, then what do you do?
所以如果我们做完全跟这句话完全相反，如果我们不论断，那么我们当做什么呢？
Close your eyes.
如果还有，或者说我们闭上眼睛，什么都没看见。
Right? Don't judge. Then you close your shut your eyes. Then don't see. Then you don't judge. Right?
如果我们不论断，那我们就闭上眼睛，什么都不管，什么都没看见。
Is that also right?
所以这个对不对呢？
So see, we somehow get caught.
所以
if you see, you will judge. Then Bible says, don't judge. Then what? You close your eyes, then you see nothing. I don't know.
So,
don't judge, right?
好像我们处在这个两难当中，是吧？ 圣经告诉我们不要论断，好，我们不论断，但我们就什么都不管，好像那好像也不行。
So these are two extremes.
所以这两个是两个极端。
That's where verse 6 come in.
这就是为什么第六节来到这里。
Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠给丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你。In
other words, you cannot close your eyes.
换句话说，你不能闭上眼睛。If
you close your eyes, then you put yourself also in danger.
因为你不能视而不见，如果你这样的话，你也会处在一个非常危险的当中。
Because you can be trampled, or you can be turned and tear to pieces.
因为恐怕它会践踏你，或者是把你就来咬你。
What does it mean?
这个到底讲的什么意思？
Who is the swine and who is the dog?
那我们在这里讲谁？ 什么是猪, 什么是狗呢?
Do you want to know?
要不要想知道什么是狗, 什么是猪?
How Bible talk about swine and dogs?
因为圣经里面怎么讲狗和猪?
I think there are clear words in the Bible talk about this.
我想那个圣经里面有讲到什么是猪, 什么是狗的。
Let's first to find out what is pig.
我们啊，先来看什么是狗。
Leviticus，
我们要讲利未书。
利未记。Leviticus chapter 11，
是利未记第十一章
，verse 7，
第七节。
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7。
利未记十一章第七节。
This chapter talking about the food for the Israelites.
这一章节是讲到啊，以色列人啊可以吃哪些食物。
God has divided food into different category, clean and unclean.
因为神把要给以色列人啊要讲的吃的食物里面分成啊洁净的和不洁净的食物。
You know, nowadays there is a proverb says, "You are what you eat."
啊，我们常常现在是有箴言说，你吃什么，你就是什么。
Yeah, so be careful what you eat, right?
你一定要当心你在吃的是什么。
And so, look at this verse talking about pig. For the Chinese, we eat pigs.
我们来看看这个圣经里面关于谈论到猪。当然，我们中国人是吃猪肉的。
But for Jewish people, they don't eat pigs.
但是犹太人他们是不可以吃猪肉的。
What's the reason?
那么为什么不能吃呢？
And the pig, for though it divides the hoof, thus making a split hoof, it does not chew and cut. It is unclean to you.
因为讲到这里，因为猪呢，蹄呢是分成两半，却不道嚼，就与你们不洁净。
If you go to previous verse, you will find about cow or sheep, they are clean.
因为如果看前面的章节的话，他谈到羊和牛，他们是属于洁净的动物。
Why they are clean?
他们为什么是洁净的动物呢？
They have this split hoof. That's number one. And then number two, they chew and cut.
所以他讲到牛和羊，他们是蹄是分的，不但是蹄分，而且他们里面是能够倒嚼的，就能够嚼了然后再嚼。
Do you know that?
你们知道不知道这个？就是两个胃啊。
Chew and cut.
它一个就一个嚼足，然后呢再消化，
就是反刍。
反刍。
Yes. Because they have two stomach.
就相当于两个胃，有两个胃。
Whether it's a cow or a sheep, they when they are on the pasture, they will eat quickly, just like a lawnmower. Everything go in.
所以讲到羊和牛的时候，他们在吃草的时候，他们吃的非常的快，就像很像那个割草机一样的，一片一起扫光。
And then later on, they will stand there and stop eating. However, their mouth still going on.
然后他就站在那里，好像就不动，但是他嘴巴一直在那里咀嚼在那里。
You know what are they doing?
他们这个时候在做什么呢？
They will chew the grass they ate into their first stomach. They will vomit out and then chew and cut and then swallow in again, enter into their second stomach.
然后他们实际上是在把他们胃里面储存的慢慢慢慢移到嘴唇上面来继续的咀嚼，然后再吃进去。
The Bible says that is clean.
因为圣经讲这样的动物是洁净的动物。
But for pig,
但对于猪来讲，它猪完全不是这样。
They just go in and go out.
它只是吃进去然后就拉出来了。
That's unclean.
所以那个呢，神把它定为是不洁净的动物。
So, what does it mean?
那么讲是讲他要讲的意义这是什么呢
？For this illustration is concerning food.
因为在这里，我们这个圣经，我们刚才所念的是在讲食物。
God used the physical food.To teach us a spiritual lesson.
因为神在这里用这个食物，我们能够肉眼看见的食物来教导我们属灵的事情。
Think.
我们可以好好想一想。
What is our spiritual food?
那么什么是我们灵命所需要的食物呢？灵粮。
What is our spiritual food?
什么是我们的生命所需要的灵粮呢？
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
因为主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Remember that?
还记得吗？
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
So if you eat my flesh, drink my blood, you will have eternal life.
如果你吃我的肉，喝我的血，你就有永生。
And some of the disciples listened to this kind of terrible message. They laughed.
有些门徒听到这样的耶稣讲的话，他们离开了。
How can you be cannibals?
他说你怎么能够被吃呢？
But Jesus tried to say is this.
但主耶稣他想要告诉我们的是。
He is our food.
他就是我们的食物。
If you take him into your heart, he will be your life.
如果你把主耶稣放在你的心里，他就能够成为你的生命。
We eat food every day, right? No one can live without food.
我们人每天都要吃饭，对吧？如果没有吃饭的话，我们是不行的。
We all understand that.
我们都明白这些。
But Jesus tried to tell us, our spiritual life is the same.
耶稣在这里要告诉我们说，我们的灵命也是同样。
Our physical life, you need food every day. Our spiritual life also need spiritual food every day.
因为我们的身体需要食物来供养，我们同样，我们的灵命也需要灵粮来供养我们。
So Jesus is the food.
所以主耶稣基督就是这个灵粮。
And so people don't understand it.
但是
later on, after many of them depart, Jesus explained to them.
所以许多人不明白，有许多人离开了之后，主耶稣就跟剩下的人在讲。
And Jesus asked disciples, "Do you want to leave too?"
然后主耶稣就问他的门徒了，说：“你们也要离开吗
？”You know who answered the question?
你知道谁回答主耶稣的问题呢
？Peter，
是彼得。
Remember what Peter said?
你还记得彼得是说什么吗？
You have the life of the word. If we don't follow you, whom can we follow?
所以彼得说，你有生命之道，我们不跟随你，还跟随谁呢？
Jesus said, whatever I say to you is your food.
所以主耶稣跟他说，我所说的话就是食物。
So brothers and sisters, the Bible in your hand, that's what Jesus said to us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们手中的圣经，那里面是有主耶稣向你们说的话。
All right，
是不是
？Do you how many meals do you eat every day？
我们当中一天你吃几餐呢？
Hmm?
一天有吃几餐
？One, two, three, four, five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Three, okay.
三餐。
Normally three, right? But some people chew all the time.
所以一般来讲，我们大概吃三餐，但也有很多人也有些人可能整天在吃。
So if you feed yourself so well every day,
如果你把自己的喂养得非常好
，like me, right?
就像我一样的。
Do you feed your spiritual life every day?
所以你是不是也是每天会吃灵粮呢
？Do you eat God's word every day?
是不是你也将神的话每天能够吃进去？
That's a very practical lesson, right?
这也是一个非常实际的一个。
It's a things you do every day.
这也是为什么你需要，因为你每天所需要做的事。
When I look at your face, I understand your physical health.
当我看见你的脸的时候，我就能够知道你的身体的健康状况。
Some look very shiny, healthy looking.
有的非常看上去非常健康，非常脸上放光。
Some people look at like a vegetable.
还有些人看上去像那个蔬菜哈，
面有菜色，
菜色面有菜色。
I know you are not healthy.
我就知道你还不是那么健康。
That's our physical life.
那是我们的肉体的生活。
The way you eat will determine how healthy you are.
因为当你吃什么的时候，就实际上就决定你的健康的状况会怎么样。弟兄姐妹们
，Same thing with your spiritual food.
同样的，你的灵粮，你的灵的生命也是一样。
especially our young people.
我们特别是我们当中的年轻人。
You have to build a healthy lifestyle.
因为你一定要建立起一个健康的一个生活的习惯。
This has to learn from your daily living.
因为这是要从你们每一天的生活里面得到一个操练和训练。
Build a good appetite for spiritual food. Do it every day.
所以一定要一个非常好的一个属灵的胃口，每天都要来读神的话。
So as a parent, you have to be a good example for your kids.
作为家长的话，你们一定要成为他们你们自己孩子的一个非常好的一个榜样。
So kids, remind your parents also do the same thing.
所以孩子们，你当然也要提醒你的父母亲要做同样的事情。
You have to eat Jesus every day.
所以你真正讲起来，我们要吃，将主耶稣吃进去，每一天都要吃。
Got it?
明白吗？明白。
Come on.
好，非常好。
You have to eat Jesus every day. I mean, eat His Word.
我们讲的是每一天都要来吃主耶稣基督，讲的是要来把他的话语吃进去。
Yeah. All right. How do you eat? That's what I'm trying to present to you.
你怎样来吃呢？这是我下面要来讲的。
Don't eat like a pig.
你吃的时候不要像猪一样。
Be like a cow.
就要像牛一样的吃。
Pig is unclean. Cow is clean. Why?
因为猪是不洁净的，牛是洁净的。为什么呢？
The difference is chew and cut.
因为不同点就是它一个反刍，反过来倒脚。
What do you mean by chew and cut God's word?
我们来讲到神的话语是怎么叫做我们来反复反刍来那个思想神的话语。
That means.You read from the word, or you listen to God's word.
我们讲的是你先来读神的话语，或者说你来听神的话语。
Don't go in and out.
不要只是进了，然后就出去了。
You have to spend time to chew and cut.
所以你一定要花时间在这里反复的思考，反复的思考。
You read the word of God.
当你读神的话语的时候。
It's not a matter of how much you read. That's not the point.
当你读神的话语，并不是说你要读了很多很多。
You have to read a proportion right to you, and then the whole day, whenever you have time, will bring those words out and meditate the word, word for word. What the Lord tried to tell me in this verse or in this.Particular phrase, Lord will tell you something.
所以当你读神的话语，特别是某一部分对你特别今天你要读的时候，你读了，然后今天要花一天的时间在里面反复的思考，特别对里面的每一句话或者某一些词对你特别有感动的话，要在这里反复的思想，神要在这里告诉你什么。
Chew and cut. You look at the cow, his mouth is always.Grinding, and all the saliva flow, you know, and really enjoyed it.
所以你可以看看那个牛，就做个比方就很好。它就是在那个嘴在不断的动，在咀嚼，然后它包括它的那个口水也都流出来，好像非常非常
enjoy
享受
yes.
这个食物哈，非常的食物。
That's called chew and cut.
这个就讲的就是反刍，就是说反复的咀嚼。
So when we read God's word, you have to build this habit.
当你在读神的话语的时候，一定要养成有这样的好的习惯。
Always thinking, always talking with the Lord. Ask Lord, what do you mean by pig? What do you mean by cow? What do you mean by this? What do you mean by that? Ask the Lord. The Holy Spirit will show you.
所以我们在读神的话语，确实要这样子反复的思考，而且要思想，然后要求问。这是什么意思？
Yeah.
这个到底什么意思？
Well,
在里面，你要向我说什么？
What are you trying to tell me today?
你要向今天向我要说什么？
That's the way you study the word.
这就是我们怎样真正学神的话语的方法。
Don't just religiously read and then forget it.
不是要只是像好像很虔诚的在这里读完了，好像也就忘记了。
Don't do that.
我们不应当做这样。
That's unclean.
因为那个叫做不洁净的方法。
Got it?
明白了。
Will you do it?
你会去这样做吗？
Yeah, that's the point. You have to practice.
所以这个时候我们一定要去操练，我们一起要操练。
So, does need discernment.
啊，这是我们有一个会有一个分辨，啊、
yeah.
分辨。
Between discern between judgment, don't judge others, judge yourself.
我们真正的分辨，我们要知道不要去论断别人，倒要对我们自己要有一个很清楚的认识。
You have to discern what is right, what is not, what is wrong.
你能够分辨是非。
And how about dogs?
那讲到狗呢
？Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二节和第三节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 2 to 3.
腓立比书第三章第二节和第三节。
Did you get it?
我们等到你翻到一下哈，腓立比书第三章第二节和第三节。
Beware of dogs, beware of the evil workers, and beware of the false circumcisions.Circumcision.
应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备枉自行割的。
For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God, and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
So here, Paul mentioned dogs.
因为在这里，保罗他在谈到了狗。
Who is dogs?
那谁是犬类，谁是狗
？You have to know the background for this letter.
讲到这句话的时候，你哦要更多的了解一下讲这封书信的它的背景。
He was the apostle for Gentiles. I mean Paul.
因为保罗他是被奉差遣去外邦人做使徒的。
So when he preached the gospel, the Gentile would get saved.
因为他去传福音的时候，外邦人就是除了犹太人之外，外邦人能够会得到拯救。
So many, Jewish people, they are also Christians.
有许多是犹太人的基督徒。
Then they will watch Paul's teaching and Paul's practice.
他们在这里看保罗。在这里怎样是传福音和他的教导教训
？They have a conclusion.
所以他们得到一个结论。
If you ask those Gentiles, be saved by the gospel.
他们说，如果你保罗，你要这些这外邦人接受这个福音的话
，They believe Jesus, that's good.
他们相信主耶稣基督，那是很好。
But they lack of one thing.
但是他们好像还缺了一点。
They have to be like us.
他们一定要跟我们一样。
We Jewish people, God tell our forefather Abraham, we have to have circumcision.
因为神告诉我们，告诉我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他们一定要受割礼。
That's our tradition.
这是我们的传统。
That's a sign to indicate we belongs to God.
这是一个标记，我们是属于神的标记。
That mark set us apart from the Gentiles.
所以这个标记就是把我们和外邦人做分开。
So now, Paul, you preach the gospel to Gentiles.
所以保罗，你现在向外邦人传福音。
They accept the Lord, praise God.
他们接受主耶稣基督，感谢主。
Tell them too.
但是你必须得告诉他们。
They need circumcision like us.
他们一定要像我们一样，也要受割礼。
So they can have the full salvation.
所以他们可以得到完全的、全备的救恩。
That was the background.
这就是这封书信的一个背景。
Paul said.Watch out.
但保罗在这里说要警惕了。
Okay, if people only do the outside things as a mark to show that we are belonging to God.
所以保罗在这里说，如果我们只是做外表的这些工作，好像让人看到我们是属于神的。
That's not what the Bible really asking for.
所以这个不是真正圣经里面所要讲的。
So he said,Beware of dogs. Beware of the evil workers. That beware of the false circumcision.
所以保罗在这里讲特别说，应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备自行割礼的。
Paul tried to tell us.
保罗要在这里告诉我们。
When we come to the New Testament time.
当我们来到我们处在新约的时代的时候，
God did not ask us to be just like the Old Testament time, everything by the exterior, by the things on the body to show that you are belonging to God.
所以神不是要我们这些新约的人像旧约的那个时代的人一样，好像所有做的都是外表的工作。
You have dress code.
你有穿衣服有标准。
You have to carry a box on your head.
或者你的头上要戴着带子。
Your hairstyle has to go certain style. You know, hairstyle.
所以你耳朵上面也要挂有相当的那个条。
And so on and so forth to show that you are a God's children.
所以让这个外表你穿着能够看出来，证明好像你是神的儿女。
That's Old Testament time. That's the law.
那是在旧约的时代，是根据律法的时代。
But now God move us to the New Testament time.
现在神带领我们进入了新约时代。
God pay more attention to the spiritual reality rather than external outward performance.
因为神特别注意到这个事实，我们里面真正的属灵的光景，而不是我们外表的
装饰。So the reason there is a circumcision God gave to Abraham and then asked all his descendants carry this circumcision as a tradition.
因为那是当时神要亚伯拉罕做割礼，然后也要他的后代也继续这样做，是有道理的。
But later on, people only catch the form, forget about the spirit.
但是后来的人承接下来的只是一个外表，它里面的真实的内容已经丢失了。
So that's another profound subject. I will not go into the detail.
当然，这是一个又是另外一个主题，我今天没有办法进入详细。
But the key point is this.
但是主要这一点是
true circumcision,
真割礼的话。
It's always true, regardless it's in the Old Testament time period or in the New Testament period.
所以神讲的在这割礼是真割礼，无论是在旧约时代还是在新约时代。
So what is the spirit of circumcision?
我们讲到灵的真正的属灵的割礼是什么
？Verse three.
所以在这里讲到的第三节
，is we worship God in the spirit of and glory Jesus Christ in the spirit.But on the other hand, put on no confidence in the flesh, in our flesh.
所以在这里讲到，我们是以神的灵的真正的敬拜，是在主耶稣里面的真正的敬拜，不再夸口，我们靠着我们自己的肉体来夸口。
I think I have spoken on that before, but many of you already returned to me.
对，我记得我好像以前特别有讲到这方面，可能有些人已经忘记。
Go back to.If you go to our website, you will see the subject on Abraham. I should spoke on that subject.
如果你有时间的话，你去看一下我们教会的网址上面我谈到关于讲的亚伯拉罕。
So what is pig? No, what is dog?
所以在这讲什么是狗呢
？Tell me.
所以
in here, what is dog?
所以在这里讲
referring to.
在这里讲什么是犬类，什么是狗呢？
Only pick on the exterior, like circumcision, but pay no attention to the content, the true spirit of the meaning of circumcision.
所以在这里讲到犬类，他只是看到是外表，他没有看到里面真实的，他们所要看到的真实的东西。
Give you another example. So far, it's pretty dry, nothing really exciting.
我再用另外一个比喻来讲，好像有点。希望能够解释得更好一些。
You know, before this worship time, we had breaking the bread.
当然，我们在这个敬拜之前，十点钟之前，我们有一个薄饼聚会。
That's Jesus' command to you should do this often in remembrance of me. That's by Jesus' command.
因为那是主耶稣，他有一个命令，他是告诉我们要我们常常的这样做，为的是来纪念他。
So we have breaking the bread as a token to show our love to Jesus.
因为我们在这里一起聚集在主的桌前，我们来表示我们感谢主。
About this formality，
我们关于谈到这个的好像的一个一个仪式一样。
There is one bread, a cup。
那里面有讲到一个是有饼，还有一个是杯。
About these two simple things throughout the 2000 church history。People fight.
所以讲到这两件事，一个饼和一个杯，在过去的两千年当中，我们常常在有争论。
About the bread, people fight for whether it's unleavened or leavened.
关于谈到这个饼是有效饼还是无效饼。
About the cup, is one cup or many cups?
讲到这个用了这个杯，是我们只是用一个杯来盛呢，还是用可以分成好多小杯
？Right, for this.If you go to different church, you will see a big issue.
所以你如果去啊不同的教会，你可能看到这是很大的，有不同的做法，也是一个很对他们来说，可能各个教会都认为很重要。
Some church hold on one cup, only one.
有的教会就是说喝的时候只能从这一个杯里面喝。
So I drink, you drink, everybody pass through the same cup.
所以我喝了，然后下面给人喝，一个个我们传过去，每人都从这个杯子里面喝。
Some really do that.
啊，许多人还是这样做的。
And some people say, "Oh, wow, this seems not kosher, huh?"
所以好像有的人说呀，这样子好像不是太卫生哈。
So they divide into small cups, like our church, we have small cups, right?
所以他们说好，我们干脆把它分成小杯吧。
Oh, that's not spiritual. That's no. So they fight.
所以一分成小杯说哎呀那好像不属灵啊，互相就有争论的。
So they already forget what's the meaning when Jesus demand us to have breaking the bread. There is a true spiritual meaning behind it, but nobody pay attention to that. Everybody pay attention to the physical things.
所以我们许多人可能都忘记了真正主耶稣基督要我们来擘饼纪念他的真正的意义，在属灵里面的意义是什么。我们只是眼光放在外面的这些杯盘的事情
right. So as you really fall into a trap, this trap caught you. The real thing you should pay attention, nobody pay attention. But those things outside formality, people fight for that.
所以我们常常是真是可以说掉入了一个陷阱里面了。我们常常注意了外表，没有注意真正的属灵的意义。
So Paul may remind usBeware of dogs. Beware of evil workers.
所以保罗在这里真是警戒我们，要我们防备犬类，然后防备作恶的。
So that means you have to open your eyes and really understand, see what the Lord tried to teach us.
所以这是你真正的眼睛要打开，能够真正的明白主耶稣要教导我们的。
Don't fall into the tradition traps.
不要我们只是随着。跟随这个传统来做
，so this is called discernment.
这是讲的是我们要一个会有分辨的灵
，right? So on one hand, Jesus said, "Don't judge others."
从一方面，主耶稣告诉我们不要论断
，but in the same time, Jesus said, "Be aware, be discerned. Don't do the, like what dogs do or the swine does."
所以主耶稣另一方面也真是提醒我们，要我们有个警惕，要有能够分辨是非，不要像要特别分辨猪和狗类。
Yes, so this is what Jesus tried to tell every disciple.
所以这就是主耶稣要告诉他的每一个门徒。
All right, my time is up.
好，我的时间已经到了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your teaching.
主啊，我们真是谢谢你的教导。
Help us.To really enter into the spirit,
真是帮助我们能够真正进入你的灵里面去。
You challenge us to, be discernful.
你在这里真是挑战我们，让我们真是能够有一个属灵的分辨。
In the same time, you warn us to not to be, judgmental.
同时，你也在这里告诉我们，警戒我们，我们不要在这里做论断别人的事情。
We always go extreme.
我们人常常我们走极端
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助
We pray the Holy Spirit is our best teacher.
我们真是求圣灵成为我们真正的老师
Make these words be reality in our lives.
甚至让这些话在我们生命当中成为实际
Lord, I pray for every brother and sisters in this room.
我们在这里为我为各位的每一位弟兄姐妹都祷告
Lord, help us.
主啊，你帮助我们。
Every day when we read your words,
当我们每一天来读你的话语的时候
，we really can meditate all the time.
我们真是能够常常的、反复的思想你的话。
And we ask you,
就我们来向你祈求。
We ask you to teach us.
我们也祈求你来教导我们。
So when we understand, we will really do accordingly.
所以让我们能够真正的明白，而且能够照着你的话语去行。
Listen to our prayer.
就是请听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.